be quite a nightmare, really, because they keep changing the route onto the A2070. It's hard because I don't know where I am, and I go there one day and it's here, and then it's a bit further on. So yeah, it's been a nightmare. And you know, quite recently, I found that I couldn't see properly because of all the cones and stuff in the way, all the roadblock stuff. Depending on, as I say, what time of day, you can go down and you can sit and wait to actually get out onto the carriageway. And then once you're on the carriageway, you just have to join the queue. And just to pop Tesco, which is the only place and nearest place to go at the moment to get anything. Sometimes you think, oh, it's not worth it. I just want to stay at home. Recently, I tried to get out onto the A2070, and as I got to the junction, there was an ambulance on a blue light. So I allowed it to go, and I was waiting. And then after it went, I looked again, and I pulled out, and there was a car just there. And I mean, and how he didn't hit me, I do not know. And it really shook me up. And I pulled over and we talked about it, and then he saw how shook up I was. And he was really, really nice, very kind man. Anyway, after that, I've been hardly going out at all. I've lost my confidence totally on actually getting out onto the road because of the fear of it happening again. I won't go out unless I absolutely have to. So I have to rely on family and friends to maybe do shopping for me. And I literally only have to go out if I have a doctor's appointment or something like that. I'll just feel quite isolated. You know, I live on my own, and you know, getting out and going somewhere is quite a treat for me. So to not be able to go anywhere only because of the fear of the driving, yeah, that's gonna be a nightmare.